Welcome to TechNori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is TechNori? Since 2010, TechNori has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260+ million in venture funding. Joining me in studio at WGN for TechNori Live is NoriFi founder and CEO, Shaniqua Davis. She will also be presenting on this month's TechNori Showcase on February 28th. That is beginning officially. The networking starts at 6 p.m. 7 p.m. is the actual showcase at Chase Auditorium. We are going to be celebrating Black History Month, and we have dedicated the stage to some incredible African-American entrepreneurs, as well as a keynote in Emile Cambry, who I think everybody in the community knows, with Blue 1647 founder. He's also been on the show, and he'll be back on again in a few weeks, but he is the keynote that night, and it's going to be awesome. But that does not take away from one of the presenters, which is you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, what is it about the entrepreneurial community within here, particularly in the African-American community, that you feel is so strong? Because I have talked to Fabian from Black Tech Mecca and a lot of time talking to Thomas, I'm Black in Tech, and the amount of growth in 2 years has been insane. Mm-hmm. What is it about the community you think that is like has been particularly helpful for entrepreneurs such as yourself?
I think that what has been extremely helpful in the community is that we are so, as a minority entrepreneurial community, we are so cohesive that we are literally trying in every avenue to kind of support each other and kind of work, bring these organizations together and kind of create solutions all around the board. So it's funny that you mentioned 2 years. So I just moved to Chicago 2 years ago. So when I first got to Chicago, I was just finding out how the startup scene or the entrepreneurial scene was developing. And I was just finding out about certain groups around the city. And I started, you know, reaching out and connecting with them. Each time I reached out to somebody, somebody was always like, yes, please be a part of this, or help me, this is how you can do this, or okay, now that we focused on, you know, you helping me with this, how can we help you grow whatever it is you're trying to do? So I think it's just very, very cohesive and supportive.
I would have to tell you, so this is, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this. Thomas invited me in this, and it was unbelievable. I'm unbelievably thankful that he did, but it blew me away, actually. So I'm Black in Tech, and I'm sure that I'm pretty sure that Black Tech Mecca has the same thing, a Slack channel that communicate across.
Uh-huh.
And I've worked with at this point, almost every organization one way or another, whether it's support in gender, support of race, support of age, support whatever it is, mm-hmm. To try to make Chicago the most inclusive community in tech we can. And not one of them has a Slack like channel that I can just like hop on. And it was like, I want to connect with, I can't remember exactly what it was. I think I told I'm looking for two female founders and one founder that's kind of really like a high tech, a STEM type company. And he was like, oh, no problem. He's like, you know, it'd just be better if you do it. And he gives me an invite to Slack, and literally there's conversations for miles.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That is it. That's a big trend also. Like, so we have the Slack, and then also GroupMe is huge. So I'm also a part of the Black and Tech Slack channel. So I get to see all of the connections and the referrals and all the resources that are provided
on
there.
Blew my mind. Cause it's so simple and it's so like obvious. Mm-hmm. And yet maybe it exists everywhere. No one invites me.
Oh no.
Thomas invited me on it, so I'll take it. But like, I've just never seen it before. It was like, wow. All the, and you know, and I actually don't think that most of the other organizations do this, because the way that we communicate is normally a bunch of disjointed emails. I'll introduce you to so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Then you have a conversation offline. You lose track with that person. The conversation sort of drifts apart. With Slack, I can just write something down, and every person who thinks that they can take advantage of that has the ability to say, hey, you know what? I could use that, or vice versa. Could you help me with this?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I think it has played a big role in how quickly I think the community has grown, how strong the community has grown.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Very cool. Well, it contributed significantly to the launch of your company, and actually in a lot of ways has a lot of connection to it,
mm-hmm.
Pun intended with the connection. Why don't you go into a little bit about what NoriFi does, and then we'll kind of talk about how you built it and like how you've made it work.
Yeah. So NoriFi is, in a broad statement, is a social platform that connects minorities to opportunities around the world. So the platform is powered off of referrals, understanding that basically what you just said about being a part of these Slack communities, these group me's, where we are basically creating an entire community that is basically providing referrals to people and providing resources and saying, hey, this is going on. You should be connected to this person. You should be connected to that person. So after realizing how powerful these networks were, and then also according to like a couple different things like stereotypes based off of my name, I figured that, hey, this is a big problem and we are our biggest resource. So why not create a platform where we can continue to kind of help each other and then also help these companies who can't find a solution to this diversity issue?
Yeah. So how did you like actually build your company around this? Because I mean, I think, well, I know a lot of businesses now are populated around this, the network dynamics. Mm-hmm. How do we leverage networks? How do we find value propositions that exist within one side of the network and pair it with somebody who's searching for that value on the other side of the network? But you found a way to harness one niche in that, and that is, you know, obviously the minority component to it. Mm-hmm. But you've also figured out a way to create a network where I feel like there's more of an incentive. Like the other networks is sort of like, well, you know, make the most of it.
Right.
You know, like
right.
Here, join us and then you tell us how you want to use us.
Right.
Yours is very directed, it seems like.
Yeah, very direct. So there is an incentive portion on it, and it's not just a monetary incentive. Like there's an incentive to bring in somebody into your organization that looks like you. Like there is, I know, there is kind of like you made a point earlier that mentioned that, you know, sometimes it's very unfamiliar to be in a room where you're the only person that yep. looks like you. So creating this network was basically to say that, OK, obviously companies are kind of trying to come up with solutions to say, OK, we know we need to bring in more diverse candidates, or maybe not even the fact that they know they need to bring in diverse candidates, they're being forced to because their yep. numbers are being put out. So how do we do it? Companies, I just read a news article, I think yesterday, where companies have invested in over $1.2 billion over the last 5 years, and there has been the progress on diversity is still extremely slow. So if we start to kind of put the power into the hands of the employees or the people that are in these networks, we can start to bring more people in at a faster rate and take the pressure off of those companies.
See, I think you hit on something with this that is really interesting to me is the you look at like forever. I mean, it still exists today. The majority of people got their job from a referral from a friend who was mm-hmm. working at the company.
Yeah.
And the people who are in charge of hiring, not exclusively, but well, I guess in a lot of companies, it seems to be a lot of the HR people that we have met with seem to be, I don't want to say older, I'd say like late 30s, early 40s female, white female mm-hmm. traditionally. Mm-hmm. And at some of the other industries, it's, you know, even more so, and it's male, obviously male dominated. And when you give those two individuals the job of filling the whatever it's a quota that they're looking for, whatever the reason, whatever the incentive that they're right. put to do, to hire a minority who does not look like them, does not sound like them, does not have a background like them, there's no connection to them. Mm-hmm. That is the worst possible person to hire.
Exactly.
To give the responsibility of that task.
Yeah, because they don't really know how to.
Exactly. If they did, they're going to be using only the surface level judgmental tactics in mm-hmm. order to fill the spots. It's like, well, it turns into murky. It's murky for me to even talk about it.
Yeah.
It's murky water to do the job.
Yeah. And then like kind of another good point you touch on, like people then start to even bunch in unconscious bias, like where they are unconsciously screening.
And you can
out
see
people.
Why they do it. I mean, it's understandable. I mean, it's not like it's not okay, mm-hmm. but it's understandable in the sense that they are surrounded even while they're making this decision. They're surrounded by people who look and talk and act just like them. And in fact, they probably helped all the people who are working next to them get the job.
Right.
And so if we continue to have everything inside our companies are done sort of internal network, it's all friend to friend to friend. Mm-hmm. But then when we do these initiatives where we want to get more diverse, we want to hire more female founders, we want to do whatever it is, we take a totally different approach where we stand up on top of like the pedestal, like hand select individuals to put in. And it messes with the culture, like the mm-hmm. whole thing, it's off its kilter. And I think it's because we don't use strategies like you have created in your company, which essentially just recreated the same friend network, mm-hmm. but used friends who you don't know yet.
Right. So that's exactly the point right there. We want to use friends. We want to build more friends on the network so you can have access to more of those opportunities. And another good point I want to go back to is that cultural piece there. You mentioned, like, okay, people are, like, going off of what they know, and then there's this culture at companies. Like, another big portion behind, like, this whole referral thing is that we not only want to get people into the companies, we want to get people to stay at the companies.
Yep.
So, like, a lot of people who get into these positions, they may feel like they don't belong there. So they end up leaving. So now you have a cycle where people are getting in and leaving, and that also doesn't help with the diversity issue.
Well, yeah, I mean, and this is, again, it's like I am almost part of the problem as I sit here and describe this, but the reality is, if you've hired, let's say you're looking for just one African-American candidate, that's who we're looking for. And it's like, okay, we're just looking for a person, and I've described it that way.
Yeah,
I didn't say a person. I said an African-American person.
I know, that's why I'm like, yeah.
So I hired this one person, and then we go, well, wait a minute. We just recognize that it's nine white old dudes and one African-American person. We better change that. And so then you start going out with the same approach that got you there in the first place. Instead of going with what you're doing, which is creating a community,
mm-hmm.
I am essentially hiring a person who is going to be that one person in the room,
that
it's two or three, and they don't know each other. They're not connected. There's no incentive. They're going to then group together because they're the ones who have found a commonality.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've created a completely divided culture instantaneously. It had no chance of success from the very beginning.
Yep.
Versus going, we can go through a network and hire somebody you know, and then you refer to me other people,
mm-hmm.
and continue to refer down so that some of the people from your network and your community are going to know some of the people from mine,
mm-hmm.
and then you will all have at least some sort of connection so that when we work as a team, it's not just too, like, cracked down the middle ship. And that's the part that I think is why a lot of the companies that have decided it's great that they are trying to hire more minorities and mm-hmm. more females, but they've taken such a bad approach that it's, like, actually hurting their businesses.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be a quota behind.
Of course not.
Like, yeah it shouldn't be like, okay, we're going to be like, we need to bring in one minority candidate, whether it be an African-American or Native, whoever.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a quota behind it. It should be kind of shifting that, again, I hate to say it again, but shifting that cultural identity of what our corporation looks like to say, okay, we don't want people to act like us, but we want to bring in more people from different backgrounds and views and everything else.
Well, yeah, and well, see, because, like, you brought up the point where the numbers are coming out and they're bearing out that people are not hiring.
Yeah.
And I think that even for the companies, that this isn't on purpose. This is not a racism thing in any way. It's just quite literally, I am plugged into this network and mm-hmm. I don't know. I might know three minorities in my entire yeah. network who work in the space that I'm in.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's like, they already have a job. Like, I can't hire them. And so then I'm just going to hire the people that I know and that I relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't put it, I feel like it's sort of, this is probably a terrible example, but like in the NFL with the Rooney Rule,
mm-hmm.
when they didn't have something like that, your brain slipped. And I think they've actually kind of gotten away from it. It's actually damaging the product again. But if you let your brain get away from, like, forcing you to make sure that you have checked every option and looked into every single person that you could possibly look into, you will naturally reactively go towards what you know most.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to figure out a way to have the people, whether you're white, black, brown, doesn't matter, you've got to have the tools in front of you to be able to get the best candidates.
Right.
And this is why I think, you know, ultimately why I'm really excited to see you present it on Tuesday, because I think that a lot of the people who are in the audience are going to represent, there's lots of recruiters, tons of recruiters.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of organizations that are going to be there that are going, they're quietly or not quietly going through this problem.
Yeah.
And they need to, there needs to be better options than there currently are.
Oh, definitely. One big thing that, so I've been out and I've been networking and I've been presenting this idea to people, and I've had a lot of recruiters and people that are in the HR space reach out to me and say, you know what, I have not found an efficient solution. Like, can we just sit down and have a conversation about, you know, what are some different methods that, you know, we can take to kind of help this diversity issue? And I'm like, yeah, just get on my platform. And
just use the platform.
Yeah.
Sign up right here.
Right. And that'll help you with that issue. So, I mean, I'm excited to get up and present this idea, or it's not an idea anymore. I'm excited to present this platform to everybody who is unaware that, you know, there are solutions out here and there's a more efficient way to do it.
I think it's going to be very successful, because I really do think that it comes away from the current method of doing this, which is just not working. It's just, you know, like, We've talked about it a few times, like with our stage, we're trying to do it more in studio, but on stage, we always try to have 50% female population representation, and the same thing, minorities, at least 30%, because that's the people, that's what the community looks like around us.
Right.
And if we don't subconsciously set some sort of, like, line, we don't have a quota on it, but if the product is, it's product first,
yeah.
And then after that, if we can at least do that, if you can just try to do that, make that something that is in your head, you will find that it is much easier over time. It only took a few months, mm-hmm. and we have not missed a female, half and half female, since we started.
That's
it took
awesome.
2 months to get from one female on stage, and the one before that, none on stage, to half, and in the last one, I think we had more than half female, because the applications went through the roof, because all of a sudden it was like, I should apply there too, because she applied there.
Mm-hmm.
And we started getting referrals, and Thomas and Fabian have been amazing when it comes to Black Tech Mecca, and I'm Black in Tech, mm-hmm. being like, go on the Slack page.
Right.
You don't have to search. Like, there's a thousand people who would love to be on stage, but
yes.
they didn't know that we were looking for them, and we didn't know where to find them.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Now we do.
Yeah, that sounds kind of like the issue with the diversity team.
Sounds like sounds like a platform yeah. you just solved.
Yeah, yep, right there.
Very cool. Where do people go to start actually using it and check it out, and like, where can businesses go to learn more about it other than Technori?
Yeah, so companies and individuals can visit the website. It is norify.com. That is spelled norify.com. Can also check us out on Facebook or Instagram, which will also bring you either to ways to contact us via email or take you to our website.
Very cool. I hope they do.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.